For a long season, I had the following quote right above my prayer desk so that I could look at it every morning when I was doing my morning prayers. In praying for others, we learn really and truly to love them. As we approach God on their behalf, we carry the thought of them into the very being of eternal love. And as we go into the being of Him who is eternal love, so we learn to love whatever we take with us there. Shall I read that again?
Yes.
Pretty rich. I'll unpack this, don't worry. In praying for others, we learn really and truly to love them. As we approach God on their behalf, we carry the thought of them into the very being of eternal love. And as we go into the being of Him who is eternal love, so we learn to love whatever we take with us there. So it's a dynamic of prayer where we take in our hearts and in our intention people to God and trust that as we take these people into the being of God, we learn to love them as they are loved by God. Now, I thought of this quote. Now, this quote, by the way, was by Richard Mew Benson, 1824-1915. He's the founder of the Society of St. John the Evangelist, which is the oldest continual monastic community in the Anglican Communion. And I have been an associate of the Society of St. John the Evangelist for the last 20 years. It's called the Society of St. John the Evangelist because John, who wrote the Gospel of John in these three letters, or in whose memory or name these things were written, is their central inspiration. Now, I thought of this quote because there's a similar dynamic in the first letter of John that was read to you earlier, and I'll get to that in a moment. But I want to give you an idea of how central John the Evangelist is for Benson and for the Society of St. John the Evangelist. In their chapter room where they gather, there's an absolutely beautiful icon of Jesus with the beloved disciple leaning on his breast. One of the wonderful mysteries is that people traditionally associate the beloved disciple with John the Apostle, John the Evangelist. But here's the mystery. In fact, in the Gospel of John, the beloved disciple is never called John. It's a little fuzzy. And I wonder if that isn't somewhat intentional, as though we are invited to place ourselves as the beloved disciple with our heart by Jesus' breast. So Richard Mew Benson is somebody who completely internalized the Gospel of John and that particular way of looking at the reality of Jesus. And I thought of this quote when I read the first couple of verses of our passage from 1 John. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has been born of God, and everyone who loves the parent loves the child. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and obey His commandments. Do you see? It's a similar dynamic. Love of God empowers love of God's children. Now, for me, this is a fundamentally important spiritual and even pastoral teaching. Because I will confess, and I'm assuming that each of you have your own struggle like this, that there are people in my life who I have not liked and who have hurt me and who float up in my consciousness from time to time, and I recreate a kind of bitter dialogue, or I tell myself why I am the righteous one and they are not, or I get angry that they hurt me, or whatever. I know who they are. There are a small handful of them. And I'm happy to report that the longer I've lived a life of prayer, for whatever reason, or maybe it's just aging, but I think prayer is involved, that the number of people and the intensity with which I have those feelings slowly diminishes. But this quote of talking about bringing those people into the love of God has helped me enormously. I can just picture, I have a small list of 3 or 4 or 5 people that continue to hurt me or with whom I continue to struggle. And so part of my practice is, from time to time and more regularly these days, to bring up their names specifically, and rather than pray for anything specific, to imagine that he and I or she and I are approaching God together, and to trust that God, who is love, will reconcile this, will thaw this cold, will take away the sting in my heart, will teach me to love them as God loves them. Now, this passage ends, the Spirit is the one that testifies to all this mystery. And the Spirit is truth. Spirit with a capital S. Here's the good news. When we are in our stumbling, feeble way, trying to do like what I described, to pray for those whom we hate, those whom we have disagreement, those who have hurt us, that we are not alone. Another part of the teaching of the Gospel of John, you may remember, at this very moment when we heard, when he was doing the teaching from today's Gospel reading, is that he says, "Do not worry, I will send you the Advocate," capital A, who in fact is the Spirit, "who will lead you into all truth." So when we're stumblingly trying to do this kind of prayer for our enemies, it's the Spirit who is with us, the Advocate. Remember also that one of the great definitions of God from St. Augustine is, rather than God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, it's God the Lover, God Beloved, and God Love, that third person of the Trinity. So God is with us as we stumblingly attempt to heal our broken hearts, our hateful hearts, our bitter hearts. Let me, in conclusion, quote Richard Benson again. "In praying for others, we learn really and truly to love them. As we approach God on their behalf, we carry the thought of them into the very being of eternal love. And as we go into the being of Him who is eternal love, so we learn to love whatever we take with us there." Amen.